Family doctors are gearing up to ensure Māori communities are well prepared and supported during an Omicron outbreak. The Royal New Zealand College of GPs says during earlier COVID-19 outbreaks, Māori have been 2.5 times more likely to require hospitalisation for a COVID-19 infection. It says that's an inequality and they're determined to address it. With us now is the college president, Dr. Samantha Merton. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Yeah, what lessons, what are the key lessons that have been learned and can be prevented this time round?
I think the one of the key lessons was making sure that there was really good connection with Māori beforehand, and also that you were able to allay their fears, that they had all the right stuff that they needed. And sometimes it's actually very much a personal contact that was being made with people. And the options that we have coming forward, there is a emphasis on self-care and self-management, whereas for many Māori patients, they don't have digital technology. They don't, that sort of self-management thing, they need some guidance and support, but they also want to talk with someone who knows them and knows their well health and well-being to be able to sort of help them get through and out the other side, and that everything is available and they've got access really easily.
And so I understand that. So how has that been done, though? How have you been able to address that? Because that's a big issue which Māori have suffered from for a long time, that they haven't felt the system has worked for them.
Yeah. And so we do have a lot of support going into Kaupapa Māori services and Haora Māori services, which is great. However, all Māori and all practices need to be able to have access to that support, which means that from a practice point of view, so from my practice, I need to be able to have me and my staff and people who are connected with our Māori patients ringing and making sure that we know what their living arrangements are like, have they got all their medications, and what's the best form of contact for them, and what's the support network that they have around them. Now, that takes time and energy, and also takes staffing. So we need to be able to make sure that any plans that we have for supporting Māori covers every practice across the country, and so that every Māori has access to that.
Just on this issue, we know that when this Omicron wave becomes very big, there will probably only be a text message to say, hey, you're positive or whatever. At that point, would you encourage people to ring their GP if they're worried, have a video consultation if they can, to keep in contact with their GP as they go through an infection?
Yeah, I think it's really critical that people do stay in touch. I had someone come in the other day and I said, look, we'll be in touch with you if you do get Omicron and you're at home by yourself. And she was very relieved to know that. But it is taking, we do need to consider in our practices what staffing we need to be able to manage that number of calls and contacts that we might be making. For people who would be more unwell or a higher risk, and especially for Māori, that contact would need to be more often. And also sometimes if it's not digitally available through video or phone calls, then it may be in person and making sure that we are connected with the whānau. I think it's very much a connected thing, and I think those connections aren't just through telephones.
Dr. Samantha Merton, thank you very much for that. Much appreciated. The Royal New Zealand College of GPs President.